Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School Principal Eric Nelson and Director of K-12 Education in the Pella School District, Lowell Ernst, join us on today's program to talk about National Apprenticeship Week and the ongoing apprenticeship programs at Pella High School. How have things really transformed here at Pella from 3 years ago where you really didn't have an established firm apprenticeship to now having not only one, but expanding into the near future with more?
It's been an exciting venture for our students and for our business partnership that we've had throughout the year. So last year in September, we were contacted by the Governor's STEM Council to create an apprenticeship program, which could be the playbook that could be used throughout the state. Through that time, we developed our first pilot program, which is a welding apprenticeship. We have one individual in it right now and being very successful. We have other business partners who are definitely interested in other students in the welding program being involved with the apprenticeship. Through the program, we have developed the entire process of the welding apprenticeship program. And now during the last 3 months, we now have completed our registered apprenticeship program in culinary arts, where there will be four different levels of certification for that. We also will have a registered apprenticeship in nursing, where we'll have actually four different levels and six different certifications which students can get. And the third one is the engineering technician program. And that is also a program where students can go out into the workforce and become maybe a drafter, maybe a product design person, maybe make prototypes. So the exciting thing is we have right now in place, we have four specific registered apprenticeships. We also are aligning it with, in that apprenticeship program, their ability to earn their Des Moines Area Community College Associate of General Studies degree along with that program. So it's a great process that we have. You know, we have the concept has not changed, earn while you learn. So our kids are earning money while they learn about their career. Another aspect is it provides opportunities and supports our needs of our community.
A big part of this you mentioned was the idea of partnering with businesses, industry, and community college to make this all happen. And you've seen a very high eagerness, it seems like, in terms of participation to get that started.
Yes, the first partnership was really with Vermeer, starting in the pilot program of the welding apprenticeship, and they've been outstanding through the entire process. And now we have multiple business partners in the welding, in the engineering technician. We're starting reaching out this month actually with culinary arts people about that opportunity with that. Wesley Life and the hospital is sort of, they're involved with the certain CNA program, the nursing program. So it's been a great opportunity. The community is very supportive because we need our future employees throughout the county, and our job is to produce that quality employee that they can have for many years.
And Lowell, we talk about the students. In fact, I got to talk to you after the Future Ready Iowa initiative. Students really still being the focus of this. You've had one who's still in his welding program, but next year you'll have more and more. What are you seeing from students even on this side, though, the registration side, about how excited they are to have an opportunity that doesn't involve a four-year school or a two-year school or a more traditional path?
It's definitely a pathway that fits certain students. And I think that niche, that idea that I want a job with a future and a career that doesn't necessarily take me through that pathway that we used to think was the only way to get there, I think that's exciting to them. The earn while you learn part that Eric talked about is also exciting for them to be able to know that I don't have to wait until I get out of college to start to make a living. That's always a piece that encourages and entices them. I think the excitement right now is pretty much around the welding program because we're just getting ready to promote the other ones. But we still have kids already in the pipeline for the CNA program, for the culinary arts program. And the engineering technician will be new. I think we're going to have to do some work to explain to kids what that actually is. But it's a great career track for them and has many different opportunities of where they can go. So I think that will be, once again, just another group of kids who we can capture and be getting excited about that.
The idea is to get more and more students involved. How does that transform the way that students are learning here at Pella moving forward? Because a lot of these kids have some classes still here at the building, but a lot of it revolves around when they can go work at the place of business.
It starts with the whole idea of that four-year plan that we talk about when kids come out of eighth grade. And sometimes we look at that and think, when's a 14-year-old going to know what career they want? We don't expect them to know what career they want. We expect them to start to have a plan. And that plan is going to continue to change and evolve. And the courses they need in the first 2 years are really pretty universal. So giving them those background skills, those foundational elements, are going to be the same kind of that. But we're going to keep talking to them about, what do you like to do? And what are the things that are you a hands-on person or are you more of a behind-the-scenes person? What do you actually want to get into? And that's going to work to getting getting them down that track to say, okay, so if that's what you want to do, here's the junior classes you need to be taking that will really get you ready to do that. And that will get them down that idea of having, there's a future here. I'm not just taking a class to take a class, but there's a reason for it, and it's going to prepare me for what I want to do.
How does this apprenticeship program fit if there are students from the region who do not have it at their school, say Twin Cedars, Knoxville, Oskaloosa?
The apprenticeship program that we have is a regional academy. So a regional academy approach means that any students within this region can take this course. So if we just take the welding program, really the welding program, the foundational pieces all can be done on site at their own school. But really the only piece that they have to take here is the welding one and welding two program, because we have to certify their level of competency at a certain level for each component that they have there. So when you look at all these different facets, the majority of classes that they need to take for the program, they can take at their school. The only thing is the selected classes that they would have to take through the Career Academy, such as CNA program. They got to go to the hospital and they got to take CNA. Advanced CNA is at the hospital, which all those students can take. Engineering Technician program, they can take almost all those classes at their home school. They would have to come here and take Introduction to Engineering Design. So it's really when we are the regional approach to it, we have to be able to certify that they have tested out at a certain level, and that's sort of our checks and balances.
Once again, that was Eric Nelson and Lowell Ernst with the Pella Community School District discussing apprenticeship programs at Pella High School as part of National Apprenticeship Week. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.